We're up to the next pasuk. Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'idecha. So this is this a pasuk is where we have a tzivui avas Hashem as a mitzvah. So if we see, first of all, what is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? What's that? So the Ramban says the following. He says, first of all, what does it mean, Avas Hashem? What does it mean, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha? So is Ava just an emotion? How you feel? So Pashtus, yeah. It's an emotion. If you look at the Sefer Charedim, Sefer Charedim describes the emotion as an overpowering love that a person can't, stop thinking about it. And thinking about how much they want to connect with Hashem based on that. Keitzad ya'avo haru'uya, this is in Parak Tes, Ois Hei, of the Charedim. Sheyoyav es Hashem, ahava gedoyla yaseira azo me'oid, very powerful, ad shetenavsha kshura ba'avas Hashem tamid, kiil choyli choyla sahava. He gets sick from staying away. She ain't died to pnuya ma'avas oisa isha who shogi batamid. He's constantly thinking about it. Bein b'shifter bein mekubim bein shoshu oicha v'shoisa yoisa mizati avas Hashem believe oyav v'shogi batamid. Constantly thinking about it. Then he says v'derech ha'choshek l'shoirer. You should sing out based on your excitement. K'shem sh'ha'choshek b'choili avasu l'tshuka tidad shnisa me'enav. You should be constantly thinking about that. You can't, he's like, one night away is difficult. You should jump out of bed in the middle of the night and start doing shiras and shishbachos, high levels, right?
Tikkun hatzos.
I guess that has to do with it. Now, so therefore, the way I think to understand it is it's a connection. It's a desire to be connected. It's a desire to be connected to Ribbono Shel. So that's the hergish of it. And besides the hergish of it, so there's a constant mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Now, what about the Rambam, when he says over the mitzvah, he's mashma more that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is to do the maisim, that either bring to or that are an expression of Ahava. Meaning, it's lav dafka the actual emotion, which is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, let me read you the Rambam. The language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he describes the mitzvah of Ava, which is the third mitzvah in the mitzvah's essay, the Rambam says, "Hu shetzivanu ba'ahava osa, v'zeh." Shenachshav v'nizboinin b'mitzvoisav u'ma'amarav u'pu'ulaisav ad shenasigeyu v'nene b'hasagosav b'tachas ha'anah. To learn Torah, basically. To think about about his mitzvahs, u'pu'ulaisav, and everything he does. V'zoisi ahava mechuyeves. V'loshen ha'sifri. L'fi shenemar v'ahavta es Hashem elokecha ein yodea ketzad oyev es ha'mokim. Ketzad. What does that mean exactly? Tamulimar Bahoyu and Devorim, Wailash, Anuchim Savhayun, Alvavacha, Shemitur Kach at the Makir Esmisha Omar, Bahoya Hoylon. Pine Biarnuloch Shabaha his Boinus, Talib Yotra Saga, Vitagia Anoa, Vitova Yahava Behech. So the Rambam is mashma that the mitzvah of Ava is to do the meisim that would bring to a clarity of a yediyah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, which automatically a person's nene from that clarity. And that hanah that a person has from the clarity of understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ava, because it's a chibur. And Ava is the chibur, is the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So according to the Rambam, it's much more intellectual, it's not so emotional.
Why was it said in an emotional way, though?
Because the Sifri asks, Ketzad. That's his whole point. He's bringing the Sifri. Eini yadea Ketzad hi yaderech la'avosai. Ketzad oyeves hamokom. The Sifri asks this question. So the Rambam is saying that the idea is that just like the ahava is when a person has ahava to something, it comes from a deep understanding. So it's the deep understanding that a person needs to in order to acquire ahava. That's really the point of the mitzvah. That will engender a certain ahana and memela a certain v'tavay ahava behechreach, and then the person will have ahava as well. Will have that emotion. But it's not dry, you know, to have the emotion. It has to be the emotion coming from a yediyah. That's the point.
But the main point is the main point the yediyah or to get to the ahava? Because there are probably other ways to get to the yediyah. Why did the Torah say love? I mean, really, according to this, really, the Torah is saying no Hashem.
Right.
But the Torah is saying love Hashem because the way you would love Hashem is by yediyah.
Right. It's having a yediyah to the degree of, because knowing Hashem can mean a lot of things. So having the idea to the point that it's an emotional idea, it's the idea which will lead to we spoke about this in the difference between das and das means a das which is I know it and I feel it, so you have to feel that clarity.
Isn't it also loving also to act upon that?
Yeah,
to take action.
Yeah, Mistama. Now, the Rambam also then says, so that's what he says here. You should know his mitzvahs, his words, and his pu'ulais. His pu'ulais. And that's over there. And say, in Yisoidei HaTorah, the Rambam is marach a little more. And over there, the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah Perek Beis, he says like this: Mitzvah la'ahavoi, v'heichi aderech la'ahavosoi. How do you come to this? B'shoshi is boinin ha'odam b'maisav u'bruav ha'nifloim. A person is misboinin in the greatness of the deeds of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yir mehen chochmosoi she'ein la'erech v'lelokeitz. So the more a person has a desire to know more about Hashem, which is someone nafshi lelokim, and he knows how small he is. Fine. That's what it means. Ahava means mitoichach at the makir as mishama v'hayolam. So there's really two methods which the Rambam outlines in order to do ahava. One is you should look at his ma'asim in the world, and one is look in the Torah. I've spoken at this mashal. Have you heard me speak at this mashal before? What these two. What these two eitzes of the Rambam is? It's very geshmaka Indian. It's like the following that so the Rambam is describing over here two mahalchim how to attain ahava. which in the Rambam really means yediyah. Okay, a clarity which is it's an emotional clarity, I guess, that you bring into your life, but it's really clarity. So, how do you attain the yediyah of Hashem? So here's the idea. Let's say you want to, and this is really what a person understands and appreciates what Torah is, with this mashal also. Let's say you got offered to become the CEO of a big company, Microsoft. Not bad. So now you need to know what you're doing. So you want to go find the most successful CEO of the biggest company you can think of, and you're going to go train with this guy for a year. You're going to go follow this guy. What makes him successful? And you want to know the ins and outs exactly. What makes this guy successful? So what do? You follow him around to every meeting, every confrontation he has with every employee, every meeting he has, every single board. You follow him around in everything he does, and you see when does he get upset, when doesn't he get upset, when does he fire, when does he hire, when does he spend money, when does he cut expenses. You're following this guy around, and you have his mahalach cold. All right? Now, that's very good, because you know when this situation happens, this is how he responds. You know when this situation, this is how he responds. So you can apply that to yourself, right? So you have a pretty good idea of this guy now. But imagine if there was a mechanism in which you didn't just follow him around to see what he does, but you could actually get into his brain to figure out why is it that he did that. So it's not just, well, when this interaction happened, he got upset, or he didn't. It's when this interaction happened, he thought about the following different things that could happen, and because of that, he decided that he was going to take the following course of action. So it's a much deeper understanding of what's going on. It's not just what he did, but it's the whole background of it. So when a person looks at the world, so these are the two things. When you look at the world, yeah, you see the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's that first level. You see the Ribbono Shel Olam's ma'asim. You see what they created the world. And if you think that you're mizboin and you realize the whole purpose of creating the world is for Adam, and there's every single thing in the person in the world has a to'elus for people, and you could start to get a havana of what the world's all about. But then you learn Torah, and Torah tells you kavyachol what's in the Ribbono Shel Olam's mind. It's a whole different level of yediyah. It's not just figuring it out from the pattern of ma'asim. Right? You with me?
Yeah.
So if a person wants to attain yediyah, which in the Rambam's world, that's really what the Ahava is. The Ahava is such a clarity that a person is in a tremendous awe of that appreciation, willing to and wants to connect to it in the best way possible. So, yeah, a person can do it by looking at the Bria and studying the Bria. But the much better way to do it is learning Torah. And by learning Torah, a person can attain that Ahava. That's good? Clear? Okay. Now, okay, but again, the Charedim is emphasizing more the emotional part of it, the actual, so what does a person who's overtaken with Avas Hashem, what does that person look like? Is that person who's always looking to connect more, He doesn't necessarily say how to achieve that. So I don't know if the Rambam and the Charedim are astira, right? The Rambam is telling you what to do to get there, and the Charedim is saying, so now that you have it, now that you have this idea, what does it look like? What does a person, how does it manifest itself in the person's emotions? Okay? And that's the mitzvah. I have to ask Hashem. Okay. Now, in other words, you could say the same thing. The Rambam says, b'chol drachecha de'eyu, there's a mitzvah of halachta b'drachav, to have good midas. So a person does chesed, but he never becomes a nice guy. Did he do the mitzvah or not? The way the Rambam says it, the mitzvah is to do chesed, but the point of the mitzvah is v'alachta b'drachav, you're supposed to be kind of the midah of chesed. Let's say I was ever kind of the midah, but I did the ma'asim. Did I do the mitzvah or not? So it's the same thing here. The ma'asa mitzvah is to achieve yediyah. The way you're supposed to get the ava is get yediyah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, I don't know. What if a person did that, but they don't feel the ava? Is that not doing the mitzvah, or is that doing the mitzvah? you know, I'm not sure how to look at it, but the Rambam says behechreach anyway. The Rambam says the nature of a person is that when a person understands shleimus, they appreciate it. That's how a person sees something that's shalim in every detail, they appreciate it. It's the nature of people. It's just the way it is. So if a person can achieve such a strong idea of Hashem, it's behechreach that it'll come to a certain appreciation of Ava. To a degree. I don't know if it's going to look like the Charedim, but it's going to be to a certain degree. Okay?
Is there any other requirement to get that? No, I mean, like, kind of like what you're asking. You see people look at some people, yes, some people not. So is there any other prerequisite, like a certain...
Well, the balif is that person has to be learning the Rabbanu Shel Torah. If they're just learning their own, you know, for their own mental exercise, so that's already a different child. I'm talking Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma, whatever. Okay, now, fine. So that's what Ava is, the Ahavta. Now, obviously, by the way, that the connection between Shema, Baruch Shem, and Ava is clear at this point. I think now we understand it. Because Baruch Shem and Shema Yisrael told us that the greatness of everything about what the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the world, how the Ribbono Shel Olam controls every prat in the world. So now that gives you, okay, so everything's Ribbono Shel Olam, now you have an idea of his Hanhaga in the Bria. So now you're getting there. So that should lead to ahava that you should understand the greatness and the vast, you know, control and everything about the Ribbono Shel Olam's Hashgacha and the Bria. So lachar, that should be the connection.
It's very midrashic,
right. It's the idea of the everything that we just said. All the Shema that we said, all the Baruch Shem, and that we have this, we want to see loss of love, this is what it's going to get to, and one day everyone's going to realize everything in the Bria is Hashem, and Hashem controls the whole world. Now, oh, let's connect to that, let's get close to Ribbono Shel Olam through this. Okay? And by the way, according to Rambam, it's very, the Sifri is medayik this, because what's the next pasuk? It says, to learn. Learn that that's the connection. When you learn Torah, brings to Ava. Okay? So the learning of the Torah itself is what's bringing the person to the Ahava, according to this setup. Okay? Now, it's probably the more Litvisha approach here, but this is good. So now the, what does it mean, B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Ma'idecha? So first of all, what is the Lev and what is the Nefesh? So Lev, we always touch his heart. The truth is, Lev is not necessarily heart. Lev, Rav Victor Miller says, and it's a machlokes between the Evan Ezra and the Ramban, really. But according to Rav Victor Miller, he says, Lev makes it sound emotional. Your heart, what you feel. Lev has nothing to do with feeling. According to Rav Victor Miller, the way he defines Lev means the mind. Means the koch of the mind, which is very broad. Mind's not the brain, right? The mind is the seichel, right? Of the person. That's why he says, chovas halavavos. What's chovas halavavos? You're supposed to feel good? No, it means how you're supposed to understand things, how you're supposed to look at things. So it's the mind. That's why Rabbi Victor Miller, as opposed to, you see there's a green set over there of English chovas halavavos. It says there's duties of the heart. And Rav Victor Miller touches it, his English Chovas Halavavos is called duties of the mind. That's how he touches it. So this really is Mefurish in Ibn Ezra, this Rav Victor Miller. So I was pretty happy about that, because they knew this Rav Victor Miller many times. But the Ibn Ezra says the following, Halev hu adas, straight up. Halev hu adas. Vukinu the ruach hamaskelas, and nefesh he a ruach shebaguf, v'hi amisava v'koicha nira bekoved. That's more in the liver, in case you're wondering. That's the nefesh. The ruach. That's more the ruach shebaguf. That's more the physical stuff. Okay, so according to the Ibn Ezra, b'chol levavcha means with all of your mind. B'chol nafshecha means with all of your physical parts. Now, what does it mean with all your mind? And also, so what I assume that means is that there shouldn't be anything else taking up space in terms of something else that you would want to connect to. There shouldn't be something else. There shouldn't be something else that you want to connect to other than your Ribbono Shel Olam.
Either I looked at the parasha this week, or you're not giving a share on the Chumash.
Right, not the parasha, no. Yeah. B'chol nafshecha, so according to this, b'chol levavecha means all your mind, means your entire mind should be told, should be having a cheshek to be davak in Hashem, and there shouldn't be other things coming in the way. B'chol nafshecha means all of your physical desires as well. You should not allow those physical desires to get in the way, so to speak, of your connection with Hashem. The Ramban happens to be in the beginning. He has a long Ramban over here, but in the beginning he says, "B'chol levavcha means halev anisker hu akoyach hamisave." It's like the more physical, then he says, He has a side that's the opposite, but then he brings the Ibn Ezra and he says some stavra like the Ibn Ezra, because the next pasuk says v'hayu ador ma'il alavavecha. If it meant the lave was the emotional part, so then why would you put the Torah on your lave? I mean, when he says v'hayu ador ma'il alavavecha, means your mind. So it makes sense that the seichel is the lave. So the entire lave should be dedicated and directed towards Avas Hashem, which means this connection, that there shouldn't be anything other than that connected. That's what we learn from B'chol Nafshecha. We learn that a person is supposed to be, has a mitzvah chiyuv to be moish nefesh for Avas Hashem. That means, and this is the source, that the person has to be moish nefesh for not to do Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah is the biggest steer to Avas Hashem. And Mimela, this is the source, he's supposed to be Moshe Nefesh. Ad Kedem Yisrius Nefesh, Rashi says, B'chol Nafshecha Afilu Hu Noitos Nafshecha. Right? So this is, because again, that means that no other desire, even to have your Nefesh, should get in the way of your Ahava. So even though you have a desire to keep your Nefesh, but that desire shouldn't come before the desire to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, if the mitzvah is v'chai bohem, the mitzvah is, the Torah's rotzon is that you should continue living, then you're allowed. But basically, Avodah Zarah, which is a direct steer to the Avas Hashem, so there you have to be mekayim the Ava, even at the expense of your nefesh. And that's what that means. Okay? So Ava b'chol levavcha means with the entire, means there shouldn't be anything left besides. There shouldn't be room for anything else. There shouldn't be room for anything else. Like there was this, like when it says "l'avdei b'chol levavchem," so there's a story with Reb Chaim Brisker that there was a guy that kept knocking on his door, and knocked, and you know, Reb Chaim told him to come at a certain time, and he knocked, and Reb Chaim didn't answer, and then afterwards, Reb Chaim says, "Why didn't you come?" He says, "I did come." Like, really? He said, "Yeah." So he says, "I was davening Shmoneh Esrei, right? And I didn't hear the knock." You didn't hear it. You don't come to the door. Why didn't you hear it? So he says, because since it says la'avdei b'chol levavchem, that avodah shebalev is supposed to be with our entire lev, that means there's no room for your lev for anything else. So how could there be room to hear that knock? Right? The tefillah is supposed to take up your entire lev. So it's the same thing. There should be no room for another competing ahava. Okay, now, Rashi doesn't say all this. Rashi in the pasuk says a little different. Rashi says, "B'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarecha." which means with your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Tov is the part of the person that is trying to get them to do good. The Yetzer Hara is the part of the person which is which is more connected to Gashmis. So everyone always asks, which is with the Yetzer Tov, makes sense to have Avos Hashem. How having Avos Hashem with your Yetzer Hara? And obviously the answer is that there's certain midas, certain ways that you could channel the Gashmias, excuse me, in order to use it for Ruchnias, and that's what we're talking about over here. And that's b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha. I feel as if, now. Then it says b'chol me'oidecha, which means, Rashi says b'chol me'oidecha, your entire money. Now Rashi asks the question, if I already told you that you have to use your entire lathe for Avos Hashem, you have to use your entire nefesh for Avos Hashem, so obviously you have to use all your money and be willing to give up all your money for Avos Hashem. That's so obvious. For that guy, that his moment is more chavin than gufay, l'kach nemar b'chol mo'idecha. So, now, can we understand that someone would like to rather have their money than their guf? So the way the Vilna Gaon asks the kasha is, maybe theoretically, but it doesn't make sense, because if a person is going to give up their guf, they won't have their money either. Now, theoretically, maybe you're right, but that's the point. So the Vilna Gaon says, unbelievable type, says, yeah, you're right. But the guy that would rather give up all his money than be killed, really he does love his money more. The only problem is that if he will die, he won't have his money either. So what's holding him back from dying is not because he cares about his nefesh. It's just there's no point in dying anyway, because if he dies, he'll lose his money too. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about, that's all if the shayla is giving up all your money or all your guf. What about if it's giving up part of your money or part of your guf? Since it's there, you have plenty of people, right, that will be quicker to give up part of their life as opposed to part of their money. Varaya, people work like crazy, give up a lot of a good portion of their lives running after work, being busy, this, that, the other. The guy's 90 years old. Yeah, I didn't retire yet. You know, I gotta save for retirement. What do you know? Like, the people are working themselves to death because they want to get more money for what? So in other words, people are willing, I think, fakir. Rove of the world probably falls into this category of Yeshach Adam Shechavim Alav Mamayna Yaisim Megufay. V'araya, they're willing to give up a certain percentage of gufa for memoinai. It's just, they're not willing to give up all their life because then they won't have money either. That's the old pshat. But really, it is chav of memoinai yaisim gufay. So that means b'chol mo'idecha. Now, the connection, obviously, between this and Avos Hashem, and then Kabbal Soma HaShemayim is again the same thing. If a person realizes that everything's Achdus Hashem, and everything's coming from Hashem, so obviously, there's no greater tachlis than to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And so there will be no purpose in keeping money, or whatever it is, at the expense of Avos Hashem. And then Rashi says, "Davar acher b'chol me'oidecha, b'chol mida u'mida shemoided lach, bein b'mida toiva, bein b'mida puranius." And this again, according to Rashi, he's saying b'chol me'oidecha that you're supposed to love Hashem even through the bad times. And it's also a function of how you're going to get to that level is if this ava came from an understanding of the yichud Hashem. So everything's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So really, it is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's for my best interest. It's for my good. If it's for my good, then a person can accept it. And that's a function of Ava, which is a function of the Kabbalah Solach Shemayim. There's a Mordechai Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says, on this Rashi, he says, how did Rashi get that a person is supposed to be happy with whatever comes their way from the word Me'oidecha? Where is that coming from, the word Me'oidecha? So he says, Ma'idecha means ma'ay, a lot, very much. It means the thing with that is very much, is unique to us. It's the ma'ila that mankind has over animals. What is that ma'ila? That ma'ila is that we can have an understanding. Yitzhar Chacham Oreis HaNoilad. We can look past the here and now. An animal, if it's cold right now, is going to go to the heat. A person will say, you know what, maybe it's good to be in the cold for a couple more minutes because I'm going to make some money shoveling snow or whatever. An animal, if it's cold, they can't look past the moment. Right now it's not comfortable, they're going to run away. A person, their ma'oid, he says, is the their ma'oid, the thing that they have more than animal, is that ability to look past. So Mamela, Sivan Hashem Yisbarach was a Yisaron, Bezuar Gosha Sheyaser Ba'adam Shafilu Humanish. So use that ma'oid, use that koyach of a person, of being a chacham reis a noilat, to be able to understand that it's not all about the here and now. There is, you know, there's going to be payback for this. That gives a person koyach to withstand Yisurim. The koyach to withstand Yisurim is the ability to look past them and say, this is ultimately going to be for my best interest. And that's our ma'oid. That's what we have over animal. And that's what gives us that. That's what gives us the koyach. And then he says it's also our ma'oid. It's also that which we have extra. Because what we have over animals is we have hashgacha pratis. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing this onto us, it's obviously for our best interest. So these two things are what give us the ability to withstand those yesurim. To withstand the nisyonis that come from this, and the Avas Hashem should give it to us. Number one is this ability to look past into the future, and also at the same time the ability to understand that Hashem is doing it for our for as Hashgacha Pratis for us, and He's taking care of us, and this must be again for our best interest. So this is the way he understands where Rashi saw the Chom Oidecha. It's from the Ma'oid, from the things that we have over, you know, it's what Adam has over animal that will gives us that strength. Okay, so this is the Indian of the pasuk. The ahavta, the avas Hashem, the understanding, the idea, the appreciation through the world and through Torah, is what gives it to us. That's in the context of the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, which is ultimately using your mind, using your emotions, and using all the koyches the Ibn Hashem gave you, ultimately towards that understanding, and not allowing space, not allowing there to be anything which would come in the way of that Ava. Okay.
Thank you.